You're standing in front of the Sebastian Munster map of the New World made in 1544. Actually, the woodblock print was first carved by Munster in 1540. And as I said in the introduction, this is the first map ever made in the New World. You can see that it's essentially an accurate map, although Munster, along with all the other scholars of his age, had miscalculated the circumference of the Earth, thinking it to be 3,200 nautical miles smaller than it actually is. That accounts for the island named Sipangri, which is off the west coast of North America. That is Japan. Actually, no European had ever been to Japan by the time this map was made in 1540. But Marco Polo had heard about it, and hence it was placed in the Pacific Ocean, relatively close to the west coast of North America. In the upper left-hand corner, you can see the label Cathay, and then in capital letters, India Superior, meaning northern India in this case. Then a suggestion of the Northwest Passage, a connection of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans over the northern part of the Western Hemisphere. The Caribbean islands are reasonably accurate. Cuba is clearly labeled, the Florida Peninsula, the Panama Isthmus, as we now know it, and then you can see in what is now Brazil, actually, a pile of sticks with a human leg hanging on it, and the word Canibale written above it. This stems from the widespread belief at that time that all mankind descended from the three sons of Noah, and their locations were all accounted for. One was in Africa, another in Europe, and the third in Asia. So therefore, any inhabitants of this new world, which had just recently been discovered, could not be truly human, at least in the biblical sense. So they were prepared to meet monsters, and near humans behaving monstrously, which may account in some way for the way the earliest explorers treated the natives.